Well, Mark, it's always nice to get recognized by your own in a reception here back at Finn Valley on your return from the Olympics. And, little did you think growing up that you'd be a three-time Olympian.
Yeah, no, it's a great achievement, and it's a testament to everyone who put work in for my career over the years. And it just doesn't start, I suppose, at the senior level. It does start right back, way going back to, I suppose, whenever I started in the sport at juvenile level, and my old primary school, Woodlands National School, and right through to St Union's College in Letterkenny. So everyone who put work in at all them levels, it's testament to the work that they put in.
So now that you're back from the Olympics, I mean, this is a, I suppose it's a difficult time for you, because after all the build-up, all the preparation, suddenly you've a bit of time in your hands, if not anything else. So how have you sort of adjusted to that?
Yeah, I actually haven't had all that much time, because I'm still racing. I still have two races and maybe more coming up. So for me, I'm still, in race mode at the minute. Probably question I could answer better in a couple of weeks' time whenever I do take time off, but still it's full steam ahead for the remainder races.
So what are the races left?
There's one in Ravaretto in Italy, and then one in Brescia in Italy, so they're about 5 days apart, and there might be another one. I'm just waiting to see. It's in the works at the minute.
So if we look back on this year, you fairly clocked up some air miles: Finland, China, Belgium, Oslo, Tokyo, and then Spain, and of course breaking the record twice within 4 days. So going into the Olympics, I mean, the preparations were pretty near perfect.
Yeah, no, they were perfect, and I think that being able to run those two personal best races within 3 days of each other was the big indicator for me that I was able to put races back to back. Unfortunately, I did pull my adductor before the semi-final race, and did probably put pay to my efforts, but it's kind of out of your control, that stuff, and you do what you can whenever you line up. And I knew it was an Olympic semi-final, and I had to just give it everything, and that's what I did.
And tell us, when you're going into, say, an Olympic semi-final, and you know the opposition, how much homework do you do on? Do you know which guy is going to be most likely to kind of go with maybe 200 meters to go, or which guy would prefer a quicker first lap or a quicker second lap? Is there a lot of preparation on that regard?
Yeah, no, there is. Yeah, I always look at the start list and see who's got the better speed and who's got the better 1500 meter ability. And, if they've the better speed, might be more likely to get out quicker over the first 200. If they have better kind of endurance or 1500 meter strength, then, they'll come strong the latter part of the race. So it is something that you look at. Yeah, it's part of the 800 meters that I love. There's that whole tactical aspect to it, and it's why I prefer it over, I'd say, the 400 meters, because the 400 meters is an all-out race. You're going as hard as you can, and you're in your own lane. You don't have to contend with anyone really other than yourself. So the 800 meters, from that point of view, it's why I've always loved the race. It's why I've kept going, probably one of the main reasons I probably kept going for so long at the event as well, is because there's no real guaranteed winner at these events, and there's a lot that can depend on the tactics.
So, I mean, it's that whole medical scientific side of things that it's very much sort of, that's part of your DNA, and that's probably the appeal as well.
Well, I love just being able to put a race plan into action and see how it turns out, and that's just what you got out there in Paris this year. And I'm 31 now, but and I know a lot of athletes come away saying they'll learn from their experience, but it kind of is the way that you do learn from every race as well. I don't think you ever reach a point where you're not going to learn. So it was interesting to see how everyone else applied their tactics as well.
I'm just looking ahead, just how many more years are there left? Is that something that you think about at all?
It's something that I do think about, but ultimately, like, this year I've ran personal best over every distance that I've raced, I still believe that I belong in the company of them other guys, and as long as I still believe that and the hunger's still there, I'll keep going and trying to do my best to be in their company.
And the Irish athletic scene in general, it's very much on and up at the moment, and people like yourself, I mean, we're all inspired by other people, and in Donegal to have four people at the Olympics, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's bringing people through, and we're a small country, but we're beginning to punch above our weight.
Yeah, we are, and it was brilliant to see all the other guys performing really well. I saw there was something, I can't remember the amount of medals combined in Ulster between Ireland and GB, and it's an amazing feat, you know, that such a small part of the world is able to come away with so many great performances. So yeah, it's brilliant. It's what we want to be doing as athletes. So yeah, hopefully we can all continue to be doing it.
And in terms of the medical career, I mean, that's obviously going to be dictated by how much running you're going to do.
Yeah, it will. And over the next coming weeks, I can decide on what I'm going to do in that respect.
And if we just look back finally, Mark, on the Olympics as a whole, I mean, the Irish team, the camaraderie, the whole nation was lifted. I mean, it, you know, maybe it's just because it's so fresh in the mind, but there seems to be an awful lot of talk this year about the Olympics. The timings of events probably helped as well with time zones, but, you know, everybody was tuning in. Did you get a sense of that over there?
It's hard to get a real sense of it when you're over there and you're not watching, you know, the terrestrial television, and you're just stuck in your apartment waiting for your race. And like my race was on the Friday, so I didn't really even get to see much of Paris in the end. But coming back home, you do get the sense of how many people were tuned in. Like I'm walking into stores and, you know, people coming up to you congratulating you, so that is nice to know the effect that and the reach that it's having on the general public as well, because it can be a minority sport for I suppose 3 years until the next Olympics, or 4 years until the next Olympics. So it's nice to get that I suppose that recognition.